This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Patriots 41-33. The last voice you just heard there, thanks to the Eagles Radio Network for that. The great Merrill Reese, longtime voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, and my pal Mike Quick on that call. So how exciting is that? The Eagles, the underdog team, never won a Super Bowl. And guess what? They finally win a Super Bowl. And boy, oh boy, was it a big one. What a wild, crazy game. Highest scoring game as far as yards were concerned. Insane. 41-33. I don't think this is exactly what everybody thought was going to happen in the game, including myself. I thought Philadelphia was going to win, but I didn't think we'd see that much offense, although I gave them credit for getting into the 30s, and they ended up exceeding that. So it's really, really crazy. The fumble finally happens with Tom Brady, and then the Eagles even missed a two-point conversion, and with 2:21 left to play, seemed to have given Brady way, way, way too much time. But on the second play of that drive, Brandon Graham, that you heard there, sacked Brady, knocked the ball loose. So there you go, and it really was just absolutely crazy. So close, because Brady, you give him too much time, he's going to come back. You give him a nanosecond, he can come back. So Nick Foles, the backup quarterback, was the MVP. He finishes with 373 yards and three touchdowns, just one interception. He was, again, so much like a Super Bowl MVP. He was in there because Carson Wentz, the star of the show, had a torn ACL, MCL in week 14. So he had to take over the team. People were so dejected thinking this guy couldn't do it. And he soared. He soared in that role. And he absolutely soared this team to victory. He let loose right in the beginning, and he certainly played like he owned the joint, and that made a huge, huge difference, I think, in what we saw happening there. So crazy, crazy wild to watch the Super Bowl. Somebody who grew up, and you all know this, I feel so fortunate to have lived in so many different parts of the country that I've gotten a taste of just about everything and everyone, and feel incredibly blessed to be behind this microphone every night and feel like I've really had a chance to be touched by so many different kinds of people. But I did grow up 15 minutes from downtown Philly, and there's no question that that runs pretty deep in my blood, and especially when it comes to sports, because I just grew up always hearing how lousy the Eagles were. And some of you may or may not know this, but I also do a weekend show on the NBC Sports Radio Network, so how about that? So just a couple of quick ones, and I think we can roll to those. The owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie, had this to say after the game.
If there's a word called everything, that's what it means to Eagles fans everywhere, everywhere. And, you know, for Eagles fans everywhere, this is for them.
All right, so Eagles fans everywhere. As he said, Nick Foles, who I mentioned, the MVP, he was so excited and thankful after the game, and here's what he had to say.
Hard-fought game. I mean, New England's a tremendous team, one of the greatest quarterbacks and coaches of all time. And just for us, you know, the team all year, just fight till the end, just keep leaning on each other. And that's just what this season's been about. You know, that locker room is a special locker room, and you could see it throughout the course of this game. No matter what happened, we just kept sticking together, kept leaning on each other. We have an amazing coaching staff, amazing personnel staff. I mean, just to be in this moment, I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, so how about that? Just absolutely stunning, the victory. They didn't doubt it. Nick Foles didn't doubt himself. The team didn't doubt him. And this really was a definite underdog victory. When you think of the five rings that Brady has, Bill Belichick, one of the masterful coaches in the NFL, probably the best, whether you like him or not, there's no question about it. And the Pats were looking for their second consecutive win and sixth in that Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era, and boy, nobody does the comeback better than Tom Brady, so wow, just absolutely amazing. Philadelphia did so many things right, and the Patriots did so many things right to get back into this, and they were never completely out of it. It wasn't the story of last year against the Atlanta Falcons. This really was a tight game, so very, very special, to say the least. In the meantime, on this show, besides talking about that football victory, and I know that a lot of people were sending me emails throughout the day to wish the team well. They knew that I was definitely into it, and also to find out if anybody nailed the score, so let's clear that up first. Nobody nailed the score. Oh, I'm so sorry. Nobody nailed the score. I was hoping somebody would, but you know, again, an oddball, high-scoring game. Who's thinking that? 41-33, I'll say it one more time, was the final score. So Twitter has exploded after the Eagles win, and it's not with the president talking about whatever happened over the weekend or Department of Justice memos or any of that. It was just all about Philadelphia Eagles fans and reaction to it. And, boy, just, again, absolutely incredible. And there's a lot of interesting stories, but one of them is that one of the best defensive players on the field, Chris Long, was with the Patriots last year when they beat the Falcons. He played for the Patriots. This year, he played for the Philadelphia Eagles. So he wins back-to-back Super Bowls with two different teams. What is the likelihood of that? What is the likelihood? I loved when they took the shots of Jeffrey Lurie during the game, and they showed him in the box and how people were, you know, high-fiving him and how crazy it was and how he had that look that all of us had. Who knew what was going to happen? But the Lombardi Trophy goes to Broad Street. The Eagles spent the entire season as underdogs. Now they've come full circle, and they win the Super Bowl. A huge win for a city that felt disrespected all season long. On the flip side, another Amtrak crash. Sad to say, we'll talk about that in just a moment. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you here on America Tonight.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you.
Coming up at the tail end of the show, I'm going to bounce back for a couple of shots from the Super Bowl, some other things that that happened, like how did Pink do with the national anthem, that kind of thing. I think it's always such a big moment when you do the national anthem, and very tough, no matter what your lungs are like and how good of a singer you are. We certainly have seen a few people botch it, that's for sure. And then Bud Light, the big bet that they made, and just a kind of a little weird side note, the for those of you who understand the Vegas odds, Vegas gets crushed in this Super Bowl because Philadelphia wins. So the house is going to be trying to make up some money. Just remember that when you go to the loosest slots in town when you take that yearly visit to Vegas. In the meantime, sad news. When I heard this today, immediately I got a text from a buddy about it, and I was like, you got to be kidding me, man. This is unbelievable. But Amtrak off the rails again. So here we go. This Amtrak train was on the wrong track. It collided into the back of a freight train. That happened early on Sunday. That happened in South Carolina. Killed 2 Amtrak employees, injured about 100 people. You know, this is the third wreck with Amtrak in less than 2 months. And I got to tell you, somebody who's going back east here in a couple of months, and I would normally get on Amtrak, and this isn't a paranoid thing, but it's like, whoa, what is going on? I mean, obviously, accidents happen, but it sure seems like a lot of them are adding up. So I can't wait to see what they say, what caused that to be on the wrong track. Because clearly, that's a huge mistake. Who was wrong? Was it? It seems like it might have been the CSX train. And from what I understand from an investigator that I talked to, that's what he seemed to think. But that's not official. The wreck involved this train heading from New York to Miami. It happened at 2:35 in the morning, and it was about 10 miles south of Columbia. I know there's a lot of people listening to us in that area, so you certainly know that that word spread quickly there, even in the middle of the night, we'll call it, early in the morning. And it's bad. So the National Transportation Safety Board is saying the critical question that they're looking into is why track switches in the crash area were locked and lined. It took the Amtrak train off the main track where it smashed into that other train. Can you imagine what that collision must have felt like? How fast they were going when they slammed into each other? You see the wreckage? It's horrific. I mean, it's horrific when you look at the... I'm surprised more people weren't killed. It goes back to that same thing again. What they're trying to find out, they're looking for the data recorders from both trains, because the recorders would show whether the Amtrak train braked before the impact. Do you know how fast it was going? The speed limit for passenger train is about 59 miles an hour. So almost 60 miles an hour. So 136 passengers, 9 employees, 145 on that whole thing. You had broken bones, scratches, you know, you name it. Pretty brutal. One of the injured people in critical condition, 2 serious. And people obviously very, very shook up about this, as you would think they would be, because the freight train engines were just torn up, and the Amtrak engine is barely recognizable, let's put it that way. I couldn't recognize it. It's that bad. 5,000 gallons of diesel fuel spills, because that's what happens. The spill's being contained, so, you know, really it's more about the passengers. But I looked at the track switch, because now it's almost like you have to become an engineer to be in this business, because they have to show you what's happened. And it's very simplistic. You switch the track, the trains are going right at each other. And that's exactly what happened. So this is the second major one in less than a week. Remember, we had that one last week where a train carrying Republican members of Congress to that retreat in West Virginia smashed into a garbage truck in rural Virginia. And one person was killed, that was the person in the truck, but some others were wounded. That could have been a lot worse. In December, we had the crazy cockamamie passenger train that derailed on that overpass near Seattle, and you had cars crashing into the highway below, killed 3 people. And then there have been other wrecks, of course, but these were all close together. Right. I mean, the tremendous jolt that even the Republicans talked about, what a jolt it was when they hit that trash truck. This one, it's the same thing. I mean, look, they're going to obviously have hearings on this. What is going on with train safety? And again, I'm someone who's taken those trains in that new Northeast corridor. And I've taken the trains in the Midwest, I've taken the trains on the West Coast. Never the train that went all the way down. A lot of people take that, though, when they're moving, et cetera. They take that all the way up from, or visiting. Get all the way down from New York, all the way down to Florida. So this is bad stuff. I mean, obviously. And could have been worse. Could have been worse. Luckily, it wasn't, I mean, luckily it wasn't, but pretty scary, and a lot of people shaken up. And then again, those questions about the safety of train travel. How safe is it to travel by train? I've talked about this before. There's no buckling in. So you already have that anyway. And in the middle of the night, boy, that could be pretty brutal too, Anyway, you slice this, just absolutely, just absolutely not acceptable. I guess that's the bottom line. Not acceptable. All right, along another lines, because I've been talking a lot about this whole flu thing, and boy, is it bad. I mean, it seems like every third person I talk to has some horrific story to tell me, and some of you have written me about those stories. So what do you do? How do you prevent yourself from getting the flu? Should you wear a mask? And what about the things that are to people? I get it. But there's no way to completely wrap yourself up in bubble wrap and hope that you don't brush against somebody that has the flu, except for if you know there's an outbreak or in schools, etc. And that's why the schools are so sensitive to that. And they should be, because if I have a child, I don't want to send them to school with everybody coming in, or a few people have the flu and then it spreads. I mean, that's an epidemic, and that's certainly not what you want to see spread. I hope that eventually I jump on these airwaves and say, well, we're starting to see that epidemic of the flu, or the outbreaks of the flu, are starting to subside. And I did talk to a doctor over the weekend and asked about this, and what is it? What do you do? And the whole Tamiflu thing and taking the doses of that, because there were some people that didn't. Ah, I'm fine. I'm just going to deal with it. And it goes to that, should I go to the doctor or not? Should I ride it out? When in doubt, don't ride it out. And that's exactly what this, I'll say, my trusted doctor friend said to me. And that's the problem. You think you're healthy, you're fine, you're great, and then you're not. So don't ride it out. If there's something that's really bad, it's worth the stupid visit, even if you don't want to go. Because that's the thing. People are like, ah, you know, I don't really need that. Nah, I'm okay. I've done this before. I've ridden this out before. No sense in trying to do that. I mean, really, no sense in trying to do it, because you could risk the health of other people. Perhaps, let's just say, perhaps in your family, that could be something that you would unintentionally push onto them, and you don't want that, right? All right, as we skip around, so we've got the Amtrak thing, which is unbelievable, the flu epidemic, and all of you ask me, what do I know, what do I think, what are people saying, and of course, how do you avoid the flu? Wash your hands furiously, but can you guarantee the people around you are doing that? And, you know, are they carrying it? You know, that's part of the problem there. And then the other thing that was so big, because I say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard, is this whole memo thing. It's like memo gate. It's like ridiculous, right? So does this memo have any kind of impact whatsoever? I mean, what kind of impact does it have? So, I mean, is it some kind of fake allegation? You just are hearing so much nonsense about the memo. And the latest thing is Trey Gowdy says the memo doesn't have any impact on Robert Mueller's, the FBI special counsel, his Russian investigation. He's saying that it doesn't matter. I mean, releasing this FISA memo doesn't mean anything, because there are Russian meddling in FISA abuses as alleged. He says, I don't think it has any impact on the investigation. It doesn't, there's no integrity that's going to be crushed here as a result of this. He was part of that whole Sunday swirl on Face the Nation. So he said basically the extent of the memo deals with, to the extent the memo deals with the dossier and the FISA process, the dossier has nothing to do with the meeting at Trump Tower. It has to do with an email sent by Cambridge Analytica, he says, and it has nothing to do with any kind of meeting or obstruction of justice. So is this another much ado about nothing moments in our history? Perhaps, right? Perhaps it is. Anyway, we're going to dive out of here for a minute. When we come back on the flip side, we are going to dive into the mailbag here on America Tonight. If you want to flip in a call, you can, 855-266-5283. How about that Super Bowl?
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
I love it. Oh, the creative juices are flowing. So it is time for the mailbag, and a lot of you had a lot to say about this whole memo thing, memo fake, somebody called it. I thought that was funny. It does seem ridiculous, doesn't it? We talk about these documents ad nauseum, and then we don't find out a bloody thing, and then we find out it's not quite what we thought it was, unless it is. So, is it or isn't it? Is it going to knock us back on our heels? A couple of quick things. So this one from Pat, who says, oh, Katie D, I got to tell you, I am so tired of this whole Memogate nonsense and what the conclusion is and Russian meddling. Not because I don't think when things are smoky and it looks like there could be a abuse of power that somebody shouldn't step in and we shouldn't investigate that kind of stuff. Of course we should. There should be checks and balances, but it makes you wonder how lopsided those checks and balances are. And I think you said it during one show a month or so ago. It really stuck in my head. How much money are we spending on this investigation? And where does it lead us? Bingo! Where does it lead us? We don't know. I hate saying those words. I don't know. I've pulled every source and every string I can, and there's just not a lot coming out of it. There is in the sense that it's the us's and the them. So it just depends on what you think. So in other words, it is a lot of nonsense in between. Bob Mueller was hired to investigate. Trump was the one who hired him. I mean, well, basically appointed him. Not hired him, appointed him. So you know, you're looking about this Russian interference with the election in 2016. You're investigating it. You're looking at Trump Tower. You're looking at this Cambridge Analytica email that's apart from this dossier. And they seem disconnected to me to begin with. And obviously, it's a sloppy deal here. The whole thing is sloppy to me. And then you throw in the FISA warrants. And are there abuses of the FISA warrants to surveil a U.S. citizen? That's part of the whole thing. Is it suspect? Is it wrong? I don't know. Supposedly, there are just a small group of Republicans who think that. I think the whole thing is getting shoddier and shoddier, and millions are being spent. At the end of this, are we going to have nothing to show for it? Meaning, you know, there aren't going to be a lot of people to pin this on. And credibility is becoming an issue. So that's the deal. It's going to go on. That's what's going to happen. All right, this one's from Rex. Hello, Ms. Delaney. We listen to you here in New Jersey. And I have to tell you, I wondered if there's any kind of controversy. And I guess by the time you get this in your mailbag, we'll know whether or not anybody took a knee and there was some controversy over the whole knee thing at the Super Bowl. No, there wasn't any controversy over the knee thing. There wasn't anybody that took a knee that I know of, and certainly wasn't shown on the tube on NBC. So it didn't become anything. It didn't become a story. I had a couple of friends that were there covering it, and I asked them to text me or eyeball it for me about the knee. Did they take a knee? Was it controversial? And no is the answer to that. How about that? So I'm not surprised by it, because it's kind of, some of that's petered out, right? Because that's now been, this is going on a long time, meaning well over a year, year and a half plus, and that's what I think. Especially at the Super Bowl, the focus was so much, there was so much focus from the Patriot players and from the Eagles, so no. And what happens heading into next year, I think that it's even put further into the background. I mean, here was the big mistake. You're the players' union rep. You're the NFL. You know what? You're pumping money in all kinds of directions. Why not actually really do something about it? Why not really bring the community together with the players, figure some things out, help with the police relations in the community, and be a hero all the way around and have a discussion instead of a protest getting just dragged on and on and on and on and becoming more about that and that becoming a symbol than what the reason was in the first place for it, right? It's kind of like, I think when people protest, it would be like every day if you protested and you had a giant crowd at first, whatever it is, boycotting a company, whatever, and you really had good reasons for it, yay, and some people were with you, some weren't, okay. So, boom, big crowd on the weekend. But then for the next 300 days, you keep doing the thing. Well, of course, it's not going to be as effective, right? It's not going to be as effective. That's what happens, period. Let's move to another one. This one is from Wendy. I don't think Wendy's ever emailed us before. Kate, you do that cheap movie review, as you call it, and I think you're a person who enjoys the movies, and you've had some actors on. I always find that fascinating. Keep doing it. It's a good break from the rest of the political rhetoric and everything else that, as you say, people are talking about across America, and you're right. But did you notice that Jumanji movie is just so huge? People are going to see it. Is it because it's fantasy, interesting, based on the first one, funny people in it? What do you think? Well, you touched on a bunch of different things. It's called, this one's Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle, and it is number one at the box office. It's gotten like $352 million globally, almost $900 million, which is crazy. I think it's a couple of things. One, it's that it's like a follow up. You have funny people in it, and it's that, so it's that story, and you got The Rock in it, Dwayne Johnson. I mean, this guy just prints money, doesn't he? It just seems like it anyway. And there, so to me, I think he's in it. To me, there is, and Kevin Hart's in it, which he's hilarious. So I think it's partially that, because it's kind of one of those, I don't want to say it's a, it's, you know, four teenagers are kind of sucked into the game. The only way they have to finish the game together. I mean, that's the whole thing. I don't know. There's something about that franchise that is intriguing. And Dwayne Johnson is in it. And Kevin Hart is in it. And Nick Jonas is in it. And Bobby Cannavale is in it. So it's just that whole thing of being put into the game, and they're just funny together, I guess. I mean, that's my explanation. So people are intrigued, and they're going to see it. There we go. That's my explanation. This one is from Peter, who says, "Yo, Kate Delaney." I love that "yo." So he must be from my neck of the woods, my original neck of the woods. I've really been interested in what you've had to say about sports, and I happen to hear you on a radio station at drive time, and you were on with Mark Cope in Brownwood, Texas, and I thought it was phenomenal what you had to say to him, and I was glad that he had you on as a guest, and I didn't make the connection to you being Kate Delaney at night and then being this other Kate Delaney. He had the other Kate Delaney. I love that. But bravo. I just wanted to say it was great to hear you on during the day with Mark. That is one of our fabulous affiliates. It's WXYL. I always offer that to the affiliates. If somebody ever wants me on as a guest, I'd be happy to do it. And in this case, we weren't talking about politics. We weren't talking about business. We were talking about sports. So, and I mentioned this because I do a show on NBC and NBC Network. And of course, I travel with the Cowboys, and I just have this, I'm an anomaly. So I have this background steeped in politics, business, and in sports. But Mark is awesome. I love coming on his show. And we talked about the Super Bowl and what I thought was going to happen. And I told him that I thought the Eagles would win because of XYZ reasons. And they did win. So how about that? But anyway, thanks for bringing that up and listening to that. He's a good guy. Here's this one from, let's see, Jake, Kate. Long time since I've sent you an email. I've just been super, super busy, but I was wondering, I quickly sent this to you tonight. I was wondering what you thought of Justin Timberlake and the halftime show. I thought it was good. I thought he played his hits. He danced all over the place. He did what you do when you do a halftime show. I know some people were criticizing his hologram of Prince. He said, "This is for you, Minneapolis," and he had a hologram of Prince, and then he did a little thing playing off of Prince where he was at a white piano and he was performing "I Will Die for You," and then there was this footage of Prince that was on the long screen in the middle of the stadium. I thought it was clever and good, so I don't know. I don't think that was negative. And so it was kind of a tribute to him. You know, just a quick little tribute to him. I thought he was good. I think there's only so much you can do with those halftime shows. I'm not a musician by any stretch of the imagination, but you have less time than a normal concert. You're trying to whip in hits that people want to hear. You're trying to make it interesting and entertaining. And so you have this, you know, barely 20 minutes to deal with and make it just sizzle. And I think he really made it sizzle. So for any criticism, I would say, super good. I thought it was good. I thought it was awesome that he paid tribute to Prince in that city. Let's put it that way. Other quick one here. Francine says, "Kate, I want you to post a picture of Mahalo on your Facebook so I can see him. I think I've seen a picture of him, but I'm not sure. Isn't he a golden retriever? I love the fact that you've got Kate's kibble because I have a dog and I'm interested in feeding him. His name is Rex. I'm interested in feeding him better dog food. Why do you recommend it?" Well, for lots of reasons. Because they make it in smaller batches and it has all kinds of healthy stuff in it. And it's not like some of the nonsense you get on the shelves at the store. And he is so much, Mahalo's coat is unbelievable. He used to be a big shedder. He's not shedding. It's been a couple of months. not shedding. I absolutely swear by life's abundance. So go to kateskibbles.com. Thanks a lot. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right.
You know, I knew that we were going to have to score a touchdown in that situation. You know, a field goal wasn't going to be good enough. Not against Brady and the Patriots. And, you know, so we stayed aggressive. You know, Nick made some outstanding throws. Guys made some plays for him. Nelson, you know, Ertz on the touchdown. I mean, just play after play. Guys really stepped up tonight and just had to get a touchdown in that situation.
Unfamiliar territory for the New England Patriots because they lose this Super Bowl. Philadelphia wins 41-33. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here in this final segment for this Hour of America tonight. The voice you just heard, that's the voice of Doug Peterson, who is the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, and you heard what he was talking about. And, of course, it was all about Nick Foles and would Nick Foles be ready and what would that be like. And he ended up being the MVP. You know, he played like an MVP. He was the MVP of Super Bowl 58. too. You know, I'll tell you, the Eagles couldn't sack Tom Brady the entire game. They finally did, and it happened in the waning moments when they needed that to happen, because there was a darn good chance the Patriots, you know, they could have closed the deal on this, even in the very bitter end of it. It was so close, this game. And with Tom Brady, you go back in his history and Bill Belichick's history, the coach of the Patriots, and it's inevitable that they can beat you. The Patriots got the ball back with 1:05 on the clock. That followed a Jake Elliott field goal, but they had no timeouts. They ran out of time on a drive that ended in a failed Hail Mary. So even if they had made that Hail Mary, they wouldn't have enough time for the kick. But there was still, before that fumble, there was still time on the clock, and it wasn't looking good. So Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham strip sacked Tom Brady on a potential game-winning drive, and that helped Philly clinch that win in Super Bowl 52. So it's the first time they have ever won a Super Bowl. They lost to the Raiders in 1980, and they lost in 2004 to the Patriots. So congratulations to Philadelphia. And Nick Foles, from Texas boy with an incredible arm, threw for 373 yards and 3 touchdowns, and made a touchdown reception on a very tricky play, which was really cool to see. So the Eagles did what they had to do to win, and Eagles coach Doug Peterson, you heard there, said he never lost faith. He trusted Foles on that 4th-and-1 conversion. That's what it was, the conversion, at Philly's 45 on their game-winning drive. We saw what happened with him and throughout, and it was incredible. The game was incredible, I'll just say that. And I know a lot of people will be talking about the Super Bowl. At least some of you will, anyway. Maybe others don't care and you weren't watching it. I'm not sure. A couple other quick remarks about that. I said that to get the honor, first of all, to have the honor to sing the national anthem for the Super Bowl, you know, that's a big darn deal and very tough, no matter what kind of a singer you are, famous, and usually they're famous people, great lungs, great capacity, but Pink crushed it. So she did the Super Bowl, very classy. She's a pop star. She, by the way, grew up in Philadelphia, but she belted out an incredible rendition of the national anthem, and she was battling the flu. You know, I talked about the flu in the beginning of the show, how people were asking me, what do you do to combat the flu? And she just did a phenomenal, phenomenal job. I mean, kudos to her. She sang it correctly, you know, knew the words, did what she, because sometimes they botch the words. She just did a really solid job, and it's a tough thing to do, and especially when you're not feeling well. Can you imagine? Oh, by the way, I'm not feeling well, and I'm going to just try to nail this sucker, okay? But she did. She nailed it. People talk about the commercials, too. A lot of times, obviously, with the Super Bowl, and there were some clever commercials. I thought one of the funniest ones to me was the commercial, Jack in the Box commercial with Martha Stewart. She's, you know, how she talks in her, the way that Martha Stewart does, and makes food sound like it's so amazing. And she's in her studio, and then Jack in the Box, Jack busts in, basically, and says, well, we have the same kind of sandwich, and then they kind of get into a little fracas, and I can't do it justice, but it was really clever, and I thought it was very funny. Bud Light always makes a big appearance in the Super Bowl, because, you know, you got to pay some serious money for a Super Bowl commercial. But how about this? There are two words Philadelphia Eagles fans might be saying when a Super Bowl parade hits the city of brotherly love, as one would say. Dilly dilly, because way back in August of 2017, Eagles offensive lineman Lane Johnson promised he would give beer to everyone in Philly if the team won a Super Bowl. So guess what happened? And at the time, Bud Light said they'd back up his statement if the Eagles claimed victory. So guess what? And this was even tweeted out. You got to be careful what you say on Twitter. Ask anybody in politics, business, life, or anybody who is on anybody who's on Twitter. But since the Eagles emerged from Super Bowl 52 to as the victors. They say they're going to invite, Bud Light says, they're going to invite all fans 21 plus to join them in raising the kingdom's favorite light lager in celebration of the big win. They say they're going to have Bud Light reps at taverns along the parade route, where they're going to buy fans one Bud Light. How about that? That's kind of cool. It almost becomes like a publicity thing for them, just around a joke, because I guarantee they were not really thinking they're going to have to pony up for a beer, but they're going to have to pony up for a beer. So that's what happens. Like I said, Twitter will take you down every time, and it's right there for everyone to see. So how about that? And that's exactly what they're going to do. They said that's the way they're going to handle that. How about that? All right, a couple of other quick things here. As we're up against it, and I want to make sure that I get this in, just to kind of re-rack here. It's very sad what happened with that Amtrak train on the wrong track in that fatal South Carolina collision. How it ended up on the wrong track, that's all being investigated. It's frightening to see just crunched metal the way it was. Two crew were killed. 116 other people were hurt in this. It's the third fatal crash in a couple of months here for Amtrak, so they're rolling nothing but snake eyes in a bad way. And investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board were there, you know, are there now, and they're investigating it. And boy, it's just derailed near the state capitol in Columbia in the middle of the morning. It's terrible. And the wrong track hit a freight train, collided, boom, and made a horrific noise, sounding like the town was blowing up, is what some of the people were saying that were woken up by it. And man, that is, you know, that's frightening stuff when you hear that, the sound of that metal, and no brakes, or did they break? That's the question they're also trying to answer, trying to figure all of that out, whether or not someone hit the brakes on the freight train, etc. And boy, oh boy, nasty, nasty, nasty piece of business, and sad for those people that were in the middle of all of that, because they said there was someone even in critical condition, and here we go again. It seems like every time we're talking about Amtrak, we're talking about some kind of crash lately. I would think that it has to do with maybe a couple of things, but I don't want to speculate too much, because I've heard three or four different possible scenarios as to why that could have happened. Why does the track get switched where they're smashing right into each other? I mean, that just, you know, it doesn't make any sense to anybody. That how did someone throw the switch? I mean, how does that happen? And why weren't they aware of what was really going on there? And they apparently were not aware of it. So once again, congratulations to Philadelphia, the Eagles winning their first Super Bowl, beating the New England Patriots 41-33. For this show's purposes, nobody nailed the score in our final Nailed the Score for the NFL season. Just a fun little game that we like to play on the show. Maybe next time, maybe next season, you'll all get lucky. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.